We'll start with the first verse, the 18th chapter of the book of Ezekiel. Let's say again, we appreciate the day. We appreciate this opportunity. We're glad to be here, and we're glad you're here. And you might not get nothing but reading, but I'm going to read what I've got. Trust the Lord. It says, the word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, what mean ye that ye use this proverb concerning the land of Israel, saying, the fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. As I live, saith the Lord God, ye shall not have occasion any more to use this proverb in Israel. Behold, all souls are mine, as the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. But if a man be just and do that which is lawful and right, and hath not eaten upon the mountains, neither hath lifted up his eyes to idols of the house of Israel, neither hath defiled his neighbor's wife, neither hath come near to a menstruous woman, and hath not oppressed any, but hath restored to the debtor his pledge, hath spoiled none by violence, hath given his bread to the hungry, and hath covered the naked with a garment. He that hath not given forth upon usury, neither hath taken any increase, that hath withdrawn his hand from iniquity, hath executed true judgment between man and man, hath walked in my statutes and hath kept my judgments to deal truly. He is just, he shall surely live, saith the Lord God. If he beget a son that is a robber, a shedder of blood, and that doeth alike to any one of these things, and that doeth not any of those duties, but even hath eaten upon the mountains and defiled his neighbor's wife, hath oppressed the poor and needy, hath spoiled by violence, hath not restored the pledge, and hath lifted up his eyes to the idols, hath committed abomination, hath given forth upon usury, and hath taken increase, shall he then live? He shall not live. He hath done all these abominations. He shall surely die. His blood shall be upon him. Now, lo, if he beget a son that seeth all his father's sins, which he hath done, and considereth and doeth not such like, that hath not eaten upon the mountains, neither hath lifted up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, hath not defiled his neighbor's wife, neither hath oppressed any, hath not withholden the pledge, neither hath spoiled by violence, but hath given his bread to the hungry, and hath covered the naked with a garment, that hath taken off his hand from poor, and that hath not received usury nor increase, hath executed my judgments, hath walked in my statutes, he shall not die. For the iniquity of his father, he shall surely live. As for his father, because he cruelly oppressed, spoiled his brother by violence, and did that which is not good among his people, lo, even he shall die in his iniquity. Yet say ye, why doth not the Son bear the iniquity of the Father? When the Son hath done that which is lawful and right, and hath kept all my statutes and hath done them, he shall surely live. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The Son shall not bear the iniquity of the Father, neither shall the Father bear the iniquity of the Son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. But if the wicked shall turn from all his sins that he hath committed, and keep all my statutes, and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live, he shall not die. All his transgressions that he hath committed, they shall not be mentioned unto him. In his righteousness that he hath done, he shall live. Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, saith the Lord God, and not that he should return from his ways and live? But when the righteous turneth away from his righteousness, and committeth iniquity, and doeth according to all the abominations that the wicked man doeth, shall he live? All his righteousness that he hath done shall not be mentioned. In his trespass that he hath trespassed, and in his sin that he hath sinned, in them shall he die. Yet ye say, the way of the Lord is not equal. Hear now, O house of Israel, is not my way equal? Are not your ways unequal? When a righteous man turneth away from his righteousness, and committeth iniquity, and dieth in them, for his iniquity that he hath done, shall he die. Again, when the wicked man turneth away from his wickedness that he hath committed, and doeth that which is lawful and right, he shall save his soul alive. Because he considereth and turneth away from all his transgression that he hath committed, he shall surely live, he shall not die. Yet saith the house of Israel, the way of the Lord is not equal. O house of Israel, are not my ways equal? Are not your ways unequal? Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, every one according to his ways, saith the Lord God. Repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. Cast away from you all your transgressions, whereby ye have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will ye die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, saith the Lord God. Wherefore turn yourselves and live ye. Now, maybe correct the reading. That's reading the entire chapter, the 18th chapter of the book of Ezekiel. Understanding and knowing that in a time and in a day of which Ezekiel was prophesying, that this proverb was in full force. That a father hath eaten sour grapes and it has set the children's teeth on edge. That was a very well-known proverb, and that was a, it was not just a proverb, it was a way of life. It was how it was. But he said that the day was coming when this proverb would be no more. You will not say that a father hath eaten sour grapes and it set his children's teeth on edge, or that a son shall pay for a father's sins, or vice versa, or a father pay for his son's sins. Not going to happen. Things changed. We're living in a changing world. That changes a good bit. Has changed a lot. And it's still changing a lot. But there's some things that I'd like to get around to. The Lord helped me this morning. And he's going to have to, because I'll be quite frank with you. I don't know which way I'm headed, which way I'm going. This is not maybe a popular chapter. And a lot of the things that he made mention here that a man should not do, you don't hear of today. We're living in a day, and it's been said today, and I'm just going to have to mind the Lord and say it again. We're living in a day where sin is not sin. We don't have a definition for sin. We don't. Not in this world. Not in the day and the hour that we live in. But the Word of God still teaches about sin. Amen. And it tells you what sin is. These things written in this chapter you won't read very much in the Word of God. But that ain't what the Lord was trying to get across. And the truth of it is, when you talk to people today about their sinning, they call you a judge. Who made you a judge? Well, I'm going to say this, the Lord did. Number one, by that of His Word. Now, we use maps today. We use what they call GPSs. And you can get them for just about any aspect. You can get them that'll show trails across this land. You can just follow the trail. And you can get them that you put an address in and it'll tell you how to go from point A to point B. Your destination. And we depend upon them. We think, my friend, what we're looking at is the real thing. But it's a funny thing to me that we have chosen not to use the road map of life. Life. You are. And I'm not going to re-preach something I've heard this week, I don't think, but what I heard stirred me up a good bit. I got stirred up quite a bit, quite a few times. But brethren, the Scripture says here that the soul that sinneth, it shall die. It shall die. What does that mean? It means the soul that sinneth, it shall die. It means that you as an individual are responsible for your soul. Yes, you are. Your father's not. Your brother's not. Your sister's not. My friend, but you are. You will be. You are responsible for the actions of your life. Mark it down. Brethren, God has not changed this morning. He breathed into Adam. The Bible says he breathed into his nostrils, and man became a living soul. Folks, that's what got saved, thank God. He saved your soul. Yes, sir. It's the reason that your life changed. Because you have a soul this morning. And your soul, my friend, makes you responsible for what's done in the body. Ain't no shouting message. But brethren, I want you to realize that God's after the soul of man has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Said he didn't have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Listen, therefore, according to this scripture, he hath no pleasure in sin, in unrighteousness, in wickedness, whatever you want to call it. Brethren, don't be guilty of it today. The Bible says and teaches us that once we've been born again, we're not our own. We are bought with a price. Yes, sir. We are bought with a price. But brethren, I'm reminded several different times in the Word of God that they's just not one of me. Brethren, there's two of me. And I have to bring this man you looking at under subjection to that inward man you cannot see. Cannot see. But brethren, you can see the effects of him. Yes, you can. That's what that scripture is talking about. Is it not? The wind bloweth where it listeth. It's what he's talking about. You don't know where it come from. You don't know where it's going. Thank God that's how the Spirit works. Now I'm going to tell you something. You ain't going to get out here and murder folks, my friend, if your soul's been saved. Preacher, you really believe that? You better believe I do. But I'm going to be quite frank with you, just as honestly as I know how to be. Brethren, in the days of Ezekiel, he is trying to get the point over that a man would pay for his sin. Brethren, and the fathers would not, my friend, pay for the son. And the son wouldn't pay for the father. Listen, I'm going to use the word pay, because that's exactly what happened. There was retribution. They was, that sin followed them according to the word of God to the third and the fourth generation. Yes, sir. Now, if you have a son and he's a robber, murderer, wicked, he'll absolutely give an account for his own soul this morning. God's interested in the soul of man. If he can change the soul, he'll change the man this morning. How much does God, you know, we like to hear about how much God loves us. Whether you believe it or not, this is the message of love. You say, preacher, you're talking about sin. Brethren, if you ain't guilty, it ain't going to bother you. Do you know that? If you're not guilty, you know God don't require of me things that I do not know. No, sir. Things that I have no clue about, my friend, are not chargeable against me. Whether they right or wrong, it don't make no difference. But there's one thing that God requires of me. Can I tell you? It's my soul. Now, we talking about the soul. What are we talking about? We talking about life. Living. Yes, sir. The soul of me is thy life. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. These people, my friend, run around all day long and they'll tell you, my friend, and do things, my friend, and wipe their mouth and say it is not sin, when the scripture plainly says it is sin. Yes, sir. Not what I said, not what you said, not what you count sin, not what I count sin, but what that word of God depicts as sin. You know what Paul said? Paul said that one day sin revived. Sin revived, and I died. I'm going to tell you this, I believe it with all my heart. Robert, if I'd have died before my friend God ever dealt with my heart, I'd have hit heaven wide open. Glory to God! Why, preacher? Because it had not been revealed unto me. That's why. You can get by living like the world if God ain't never condemned you. That not right? Preacher, I ain't gonna have that. I got news for you. When God dealt with my heart, brethren, it convicted my soul. You know what happened? Sin revived.
Amen.
Yep. Glory to God, I wasn't the same, Bruce. Something happened, brother, that I didn't like it. For the first time, Daniel, I come to the realization if I died in my condition, I'd split hell wide open. You hear me? Why, preacher? Because my soul had come to the realization that it belonged to God, my friend. Yes, sir. Did you know what he said here in this scripture? He said, all the souls are mine. All of them. Last time I looked, all men, all. Listen, but once I come to the realization, we call it the age of accountability. And a lot of us have problems, my friend, with people that's been brought up in church that ain't never come to the age of accountability. You can go over yonder and talk to old Norman Gibbs. I believe he'd tell you. I preached a revival over at Rock Creek Baptist Church, and I preached one night about Samuel. And after that service, he come to me and he said, Randy, he said, I've been praying and praying. Had a son, 15-year-old. He said, do you think that the Lord ain't revealed himself? I said, I ain't got a clue. Huh? I can't tell you that. Been in church all his life. I didn't know. I couldn't tell him. I ain't going to tell him. I ain't going to tell you either. I don't know when the Lord spoke to you. You hear me? A year later, a year. You know what happened? His son got saved. In one revival night. And his testimony, Robert, his testimony was that it's the first time God ever dealt with him. Huh? Preacher, I don't believe that one. Believe what you want to. We can go dig him up if you want to. He's over there. I believe he'd tell you the truth. Yes, sir. Brethren, it comes down to the soul. We don't give the soul, my friend, too much credit for our life today. We think we're our own person, our own man. We've got everything under control. But I'm going to tell you, that I was okay. I was okay until that night that the Lord dealt with my heart. When he dealt with my heart, Cody, I wasn't okay. I wasn't okay. I come to the realization of if I died in that condition, in that condition. Preacher, what condition is that? Lost. Lost. I don't care if you've been in church all your life. My friend, you've got to have a relationship. That soul got to be reborn today. Reborn. Got to have a new birth. Bible says, does it not? He'll take out the heart of flesh. Take out the old stony heart. And put a heart of flesh in. One he can work with. Listen. Our soul. I heard a man preach the other night. You know what he preached on? His message was, my friend, that you have ownership of your soul. I'm going to be quite frank with you. When he started with that, I backed up a minute. But the more he preached and the more that God gave him, I found out, my friend, he was dead right. I'd hate, my friend, for you to have control of my life. Wouldn't you? Listen. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Doesn't matter where it's the father or the son. Son or the father, it doesn't matter. That one that sins shall die. But he plainly says, if that man that's done wicked repent and turn from his wickedness and do righteousness, he shall live. Is that right? We believe it. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm not here, and I cannot tell you this morning who's saved and who ain't. I don't have that kind of power. I ain't ever asked for it either. Just to be honest with you. I've got my feelings. I've got my thoughts. I've got my feelings and my thoughts about a lot of people in this world. Makes me wonder, my friends. Some of them I've heard say they got saved, but I ain't found a bit of evidence, my friend, to back it up. Something's wrong, folks. I got some peach trees down there. I planted them to be peach trees, and you know what? They've got peaches on them. Yes, they have. I had a man, my friend, he wanted to trade me 2 plum trees for 2 peach trees, and I don't know what I got. Not yet. I ain't seen enough fruit off of them to figure out what they are. There's something. I'll say this. Did you know this world needs a good Christian soul? This world, my friend, needs somebody that says, that's not right. They need something. They need some folks, Steve, that says they've been born again and thank God lives like it. Amen. We got so much of this gray. Yes, sir, gray. Just all mixed together. I know some good moral men, my friend, that got saved. Yes, sir. I've used my daddy before. My daddy had morals about him that a lot of Christians need. And he is a lost man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They were things that my dad would not do, my friend, because they was morally wrong. I didn't realize that when I was a teenager. Yeah. I didn't realize that when I was growing up. I didn't realize how much my dad really knowed, my granddad either. I thought it was over the hill. That's what I thought. But I found out different. My dad was 41 year old when he got saved. Listen, folks, I lived with a man. I know what happened. Preacher, what happened? He changed. The household changed. His ways of doings changed. His ways of talking changed. You hear me? I lived with him every day. Every day until I got married and left. Yes, sir. You know what I saw? I saw a man, my friend, that was a good moral man, had his faults and what have you, but I saw a man, my friend, get renewed. Yes, sir. Renewed. His life, my friend, took a different turn. Yes, sir. All I could say is we went to church every time the door was open. Huh? And I didn't like it. You know why I didn't like it? Because I'd come to the knowledge. Come to the knowledge. Yes, sir. That if I died in my condition, I was going to hell, folks. And I didn't listen to no man preach to me 15 years about it. You hear me? I knowed it, Tammy. Yeah. I knowed, my friend, that my heart, my life wasn't right. But I didn't know how to get it right. I knowed what other people said I need to do. There's some people praying. You believe in prayer? I sure do. Yeah. I'm going to tell you something, my friend. If you're a lost person, my friend, best thing in this world you can have is a church praying for you. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, they're just praying that I'd change my ways of doing. I'll tell you what, when Jesus comes in, you will.
Amen.
Yes, he
will.
You will. Yeah, thank God you'll get the can't help it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. You'll get to the place you can't help but live right. Why? Because the right lives within you. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. What he's talking about, people, is that you are responsible for your soul. That's what he's talking about. That's what he give them. He went through a long spill of things that you shouldn't be doing and some things you should be doing. That's what he done. But he done all that to show you the difference between sin and good. Righteousness. Yes, sir. It's not our righteousness that gets us to heaven, no way. And there is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. But listen, your soul, my friend, will not go to heaven without a rebirth. It takes being born again. That's what he told Nicodemus. We had in our Sunday school. And he explained to Nicodemus the difference of being born in the flesh and being born of the Spirit. It takes that rebirth, that born of the Spirit. You say, preacher, my life ain't never changed. I've been in church all my life and I just seems like the world draws me. I got news for you. There's help for you.
Yeah.
Amen. There's help for you.
Yeah.
It don't have to be that way. Did you know that you could love the opportunity to come to church?
Amen.
Well, preacher, I just go because it's the right thing to do. These people in this world that are acquainted with the church because of their social status. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Live like the devil, but they're a member. They're a member of the church. Whatever the church is. Preacher, you don't believe in that. I sure don't. You know what it winds up being? S-I-N. Sin.
Yes.
I don't have to sit here and tell you what sin is. There's something I'll guarantee you. Lord ever deals with that heart for you to come to Him. Brethren, sin will open up like it never has. It will. It'll be revealed unto you. It'll revive. That's what happens. It revives. It comes up. Paul, the scripture plainly tells us and tells us about Paul when he was Saul. And the Bible says that Saul, he thought he done God's service under the law. Had letters, my friend, to do what he was doing. From the governors, had authority, in other words. He was doing it with authority. But what happened? On the road to Damascus, one day the Bible says that a great light shone round about him. Brighter than the noonday sun. Now, brethren, that's bright. But the truth of it is, that's what Paul's testimony was. Is that not right? And he heard a voice. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Preacher, what was that? It was the Lord. Did you know that Saul knowed who it was when he spoke? Who art thou, Lord? Huh? He knowed it. How did he know it, Daniel? Same way you knowed it. Yes, sir. Same way you knowed it. When you come to the realization that you're going to die and go to hell. That just don't happen. It'd be wonderful this morning if our soul was in dying shape. Preacher, what do you mean? I'm talking about ready, prepared, been bought by the blood, been bought by the blood, been overwhelmed by the Spirit. Yes, sir. Our soul, my friend, means life to us. The word soul, 753 times in the Bible, 638 verses. It's in there a lot. God is interested in the soul.
Amen.
Yes, He is. It doesn't matter what your name, how you come, come get a verse of a song. That's going to be the message. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. He asked the house of Israel, did He not? Did He not ask them, why? Why do you want to die? In other words, why do you want to live in such a manner that you're going to die, that the soul's going to die. There's one of two things. You'll spend eternity somewhere. Somewhere. You'll either have eternal damnation or you'll be living in eternal glory. One of the two. Heaven or the lake of fire. That's the two. That's the finality. Heaven is my home. I'm going there. How can I say such a thing? Because my soul has been made right with God. That's why. That's why I can sing that. That's why I can sing that with meaning. Knowing without a doubt. You say, preacher, everybody going to heaven. That's a lie of the devil. Amen. That lie ain't going to hold no water. No, sir. I can be pretty sure in telling you some things that will not be in heaven. The cowboy ain't going to bring his horse, and you ain't going to bring your Cadillac either. Well, preacher, I don't care if you buried in it 10 times over. It ain't going. Is that not right?
Amen.
It ain't going. Your best buddy, my friend, not going with you.
Amen.
You hear me?
Yes.
Well, preacher, he's part of me.
Nope.
You're one soul.
Amen.
One soul. I think it's wonderful that people live in this life and they get married and they grow old together. I think it's wonderful. And then when one passes away, the other wants to follow pretty quickly. I think it's wonderful. I think it's wonderful that a man and woman can come that close together. But listen to me. The fact of it is, I will not have to pay for one thing that you do. Not one. Have I got any regrets? I might have a few. But the truth of it is my soul prepared? Is my soul ready? I believe a person gets to the place they're ready to go. Don't you? I've been told by the doctors and them that's going on, said that now they could live on if they had a will to. They just don't have the will to. Well, preacher, it don't happen. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. You get to the place in this life, my friend, that you just soon go on, you see what happens. Things, my friend, just gets dimmer and dimmer. Things just get to where even your body just begins to shut down. Preacher, I don't know about that. It happens.
My dad was in the hospital night before he passed away, and they was in there just every little bit. They was taking his vitals, and they was taking this, and they said, well, this is just shut down. And this is just shut down. Robert, we wasn't really looking for him to make it. Preacher? No, we wasn't looking for him to make it. We was looking for him to just go on. And you know what? He did. He did. But he got lower and lower, slower. And so I never will forget. I walked out of the room. We had all our family around. I wasn't gone 5 minutes, I don't guess. And one of the nephews come out there and said, Randy, said they want you back in here. Said he's fixing to go. I said, I know it. I know it. And I did. I knowed it. I knowed he had done, about took his last breath as far as this world's concerned. Now I'm going to tell you something. According to this scripture, and according to what this scripture teaches, all them wicked years of my dad, them 40-something years, was wiped away. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir. And thank God that righteousness that he began to sow started coming up. Glory! And the Lord took him home. I can preach that today. I can preach that. Preacher, you mean to tell me he didn't charge him with all that wickedness? He charged him with zero. Ain't God good?
Yeah.
To give us so many blessings?
Yes.
Undeserving. That's what we are. Undeserving. I'm going to tell you something, folks. When you leave this world, you either going to be ready to go or you going to be ready to die. Preacher, you don't get ready to die. Yeah, you do. With your own decisions. With your own dwelling. With your own life, you've told the rest of the world that you didn't believe in God and you didn't believe anything he had. My friend, and I'll grant you, when you leave here, you ain't gonna meet him. Glory! Not gonna happen. No, sir. Why? Because God is control of the soul. Preacher, don't make sense. He owns all the souls, but we're the owner. Yes, we are. What we do, and what we say. It amazes me today. This scripture, my friends, not giving the wicked, my friend, a free rein. It's not. He's not telling the wicked just to go on and do wickedness. He said, you do that, you'll die. That soul will die. He's not telling this world, my friend, just go on, live like the devil. I'm going to have mercy at the end. That ain't what he's talking about. That ain't what he's telling us. Folks, he's letting us know that we've got ownership of our soul. And whichever direction, my friend, we're pointing, is where we're going. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He says it twice, says the same thing in this chapter. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. I don't know about you, but people that I know that have died without God, I've never had any pleasure in their death. Preacher, you mean you're not happy that the wicked goes to hell? Not a bit. You know why? Because they don't have to. There's been a way made. There's been a way prepared that a man don't have to die and go to hell. Amen. Jesus Christ made that way by his blood. And by that of which we're fixing to celebrate the resurrection. Because he was raised for our justification. Let us stand. Sing a verse, some song.